trust God, it's amazing. Life is just a marathon, so pace it. Brush pain, that thing's how you make demons. Life ain't gotta be hard, just keep it basic. Welcome back to Fort Meade Declassified. I'm your host, Sean Herron. And in today's episode, we have with us Elizabeth Morgan from the Fort Meade Directorate of Family and Morale, Welfare and Recreation Leisure Travel Services to talk with us about the services available to the Fort Meade community through leisure travel and the Fort Meade Rec Center during the summer months. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Can you give us an overview of the summer deals that might be available through Fort Meade's MWR Leisure and Travel Services?
Of course. So we sell a lot of tickets. That's mainly what we sell is tickets to the Baltimore like Aquarium, different zoos, Medieval Times, Legoland. They have a new one in New York, Disney World, Disneyland. We sell tickets all the way over to California and all around Dollywood as well and Universal Studios. So it's a wide range of tickets.
So anybody who's looking to travel this summer and go to some fun excursion can probably come by and check it out to see if you have.
To have those tickets. We don't have everything. I wish we did. And we don't have sporting tickets. Unfortunately, we have been giving out to active duty military Oriole tickets. It'll happen 3 more times this summer for a game, but only 100 tickets. So and the line does wrap around the building for those free tickets. But it's But other than that, just a lot of when you're planning your trip and summer vacations, you get a discounted price over at leisure travel because we try to pass all our discounts on to the customer.
Okay. So you'll get a better deal going to Disney World through with tickets for guys than if you go straight
for sure.
there.
Yes.
Okay.
And they can check out on the MWR site. They can check out leisure travel, and we have a list of all of our prices that we currently have. And we try to update it once a month because some organizations do change their prices sometimes. So it's most up to date, and you can go on there and look what you're looking for. And if we have it, it'll be online.
We mentioned tickets. And you mentioned the Baltimore Aquarium, some zoos. What are some popular theme parks or local attractions that we have discounted tickets
Definitely
for?
Hershey Park, local ones. Hershey Park, Busch Gardens, Legoland in New York. That's the one I think they recently just opened up a year or two ago. But actually, a lot of our clientele still love to go all the way down to Disney World or Universal Studios. Because that's just a car ride down, and I hear that they all like to hit Buc-ee's on the way down, gas station, and drive back up. So
that's what you've heard, huh?
That's what I've heard.
So do your customers come back and tell you what a great time they've had?
Yes, a lot of them do. And they tell us when, the two ladies that work there that sell the tickets are fabulous, and they have been doing this for 6 to 8 years, and really know their information about the different locations. Especially down at Universal and Disney World. So they'll tell you things that they've learned, shortcuts and stuff like that. A lot of the theme parks are now going to online tickets where you scan it on your phone. And so you buy your ticket, but then you have to upload it into their system and, then navigate from your phone. And so they're very helpful on people that are learning this for the first time. They're very helpful, with tips and tricks and stuff like that.
Well, that's great. And I'm sure as big as those theme parks are, there are lots of tips and tricks that can make it a little bit more enjoyable of a day for people.
Yes.
So how do electronic ticket orders work? And what kind of benefits do they provide for families planning their outing?
Well, currently right now we're open Tuesday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And we understand that not everyone can make those hours. So that's why we have the electronic ticket requests online. You can go onto the MWR site, look into leisure travel, and you can click on a button that request tickets. And you fill out a form basically saying your eligibility, when your dates are traveling, where you're planning on going. And then we receive that information, and then we contact you to process those tickets. We can do over the phone. A lot of times people just want some information, which we can also do that through the email. And then process those tickets. We've had a couple people that haven't lived in the area or TDY, and they need them on short notice, and we can then ship them to them.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm. For an additional cost, but yes.
Do you happen to have, or are there any local attractions that have special prices that that you could highlight for the summer? Do you know, like, does Busch Gardens have something? Does Six Flags, Hershey Park?
Yes. Well, I know Medieval Times has, when you buy through us, you get upgraded automatically to the VIP package. So for Hershey Park, right now the LTS price is $57. If you buy it at the gate, it's $87.80. So that's a $30 savings.
And that adds up for a family of four or a family of five.
Also, we have sold a couple tickets recently for Sesame's Place, and that's for the younger kids. That's a great place where you can go see, you know, Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch. And it's just right there in Middletown, Pennsylvania. It's a cute little park, and it's a great park for little kids to go to. I'd say Hershey Park is fun for the older kids. They also, I believe, which we don't unfortunately sell tickets to, but you can get a chocolate spa treatment in Hershey Park.
Excellent.
We normally sell tickets just to amusement parks and events and stuff like that.
And not necessarily to the specials that go on inside.
No, not the specials. I wish we could do a little bit more specials, but yeah.
Well, for those looking to travel further, what options, you mentioned a lot of people go to Universal and go to Disney World and, you know, make it all the way down to the southern parts of the states, go down there in Orlando. Are there any discounted options that are available for Walt Disney World?
So if you're going to do anything further than the tickets, we love to refer everyone to the AmericanForcesTravel.com, where you can go on that website, and it's for the military and retired military, where you can go on and you can book travel, you can book hotels at a discounted price, you can all the other stuff that we can't necessarily handle, that we can't necessarily cover. All the bases now are actually moving over to American Forces Travel.
Excellent. So no Carlson Wagon Lit anymore.
No. And that's weird. I agree with that.
Yes.
Because I think they say deeply discounted pricing for over 70,000 hotels and over 60% off retail prices.
And that's on AmericanForcesTravel.com. If anybody wants to look it up, that's where they can find it. American Forces Travel, all spelled out, .com. We're going to pause for a moment for this brief break for command information from Chuck Yang.
Hello, Chuck Yang here. As we quickly approach July 4th, our Independence Day, Fort Meade will be celebrating its Red, White, and Blue celebration on Friday, 28 June. This annual event is open to the public and the admission is free. This Fort Meade Independence Day celebration will take place at the Fort Meade Parade Field. There will be a DJ and wide variety of food, beverages, and novelty vendors. The spectacular fireworks display will begin at 9:30 p.m. Non-DOD ID card holders must enter through the MAPES and 175 gate beginning at 6 p.m. All visitors ages 18 and older must present valid real ID compliant state driver's license or ID card with a photo or a valid U.S. passport. DOD ID card holders are encouraged to use either MAPES 32 access control point or Rockenbach ACP. Both ACPs are scheduled to remain open throughout the evening. Remember, all visitors may be subject to a vehicle and personnel inspection prior to being granted access to the installation. Please leave all pets at home, and grills, sparklers, and glass containers are strictly prohibited. We hope to see you there. That's it for this week, and now back to the conversation.
And we are back. So, beyond theme parks, what other types of discounted tickets and services does Leisure Travel Services provide?
Some of the cities, for like New York and stuff, we have City Pass, where you can get a city pass and hop on, hop off. So we have quite a bit of brochures at our location of different things you can in the area. Luray Caverns is on there.
Can you explain the benefits of the American Forces Travel Program? You mentioned AmericanForcesTravel.com. What do they offer that you guys don't?
Well, definitely they would offer hotels. And because it's basically what it is, it's based on the DEERS program through Priceline. So that's what it is. And so you can get discounted hotels, I believe flights. You can also get cruises through and cruise packages, flight packages, hotel packages, and they can put everything together for you.
So they can essentially, after you buy your tickets or before you buy, well, you'd kind of have to do it simultaneously, yeah. I guess, yeah, right?
They do, and they're your travel agent, though, if you need a travel agent. If you need a little bit more assistance with your traveling, then I would believe an American Forces Travel would be the best option to go through, and they can help you put everything together to one solid package.
Because they're working with the military, it provides discounts as well.
Yes. A lot of the packages, we're seeing a 60% off retail prices.
Oh, really? That's amazing. So what about DOD civilians? Can they take advantage of the deals and discounts available through American Forces Travel or Leisure Travel Services and buy tickets?
Of course. It's all if they have their CAT card, if they have a valid CAT card. You can come in. We do have some options that are only for active duty military or retired military. But we have, for example, through our Disney and Universal, we have a wide variety, about 6 or 7 different packages for different people and different options from Hoppers. And I think they're all called Hoppers and Freedom Passes. And each company has their own label for them.
So what other resources and services are available at Travel Services Center, such as brochures and event calendars? Do you have those types of things for people?
We have brochures. We have maps for local. For all, when you buy a ticket, you also get a local map of the area and you can travel. So when you, for example, for Disney, you get a map of Disney and all the locations, so you can try to start your planning ahead of time and information on how to log in online. But yes, we have tons of brochures and flyers. We do have flyers sometimes of community events that you can participate in, but we might not have the tickets.
Well, is there anything that you'd like our audience to know? I've actually been asked recently if Leisure and Travel Services, you know, if you could still get tickets there. Now that we do know, and yes, you can confirm, is there anything about Leisure Travel Services and the rec center that you'd like people to know about?
Oh, I think it's definitely a hidden gem. I mean, granted, we're only open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 5 right now, but great discounted tickets. It's located on 6530 York Avenue. Right inside, you have Leisure Travel and you have the Arts and Crafts Center, where we also have framing and department, engraving department, embroidery department, and we're starting our paintings.
Can people come in and do their own framing? They can't do their own embroidery and stuff, can they?
We can't do our own embroidery, not yet. We just started the program in February. We can embroider t-shirts. Actually, she embroiders a lot of guide-ons, mini guide-ons as going away gifts, which has been phenomenal. We've even done stuff for all Army sports, bowling, and different events for that. But we have 3 gigantic embroidery machines that have 16 needles, and they make the work a little bit easier for her. We also have painting, where we paint ceramics. We try to have once a month, we try to do paint night. And we have a new instructor coming on board to start doing children's classes, painting in children's classes.
Now, will those offerings be Tuesday through Friday?
They will not. So they are actually at all different times as well when I have instructors. So typically paint nights are usually 5:30 to 8:30. Our last one, we just had actually the bowling night, and it was wing night. So it was win-win all around. And so we'll have another one coming up next month. The ceramic painting and a lot of that usually will be on Wednesdays and Saturdays. And then you can take framing classes, of course. With our framer, you can do custom framing, or you can come in and do framing classes. Framing classes are usually offered once a month. And then once you've taken the framing class, then you can go ahead and do do-it-yourself times, which are on Saturday mornings, twice a month. And you can come in and we can order all your molding and all your supplies that you need. And then you can come in and work on it. But we just need you to pass the class for safety reasons first. But it's great. And our framer has been there for 17 years. She's extremely knowledgeable. And then we also have an engraving department. Our engraving department, where we engrave all our glass, wood plaques for different units. We make plates for framing, awards, wine boxes. And we also make a lot of trophies, where we make them bigger and better each year, add more to them every year. So it's fun. And actually, all the departments work together.
Well, outstanding. I do want to thank you for taking the time to come here today. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in to this episode of Fort Meade Declassified. We hope you've enjoyed our conversation as we learned more about Fort Meade's Leisure Travel Services and Recreation Center. Remember to stay connected with Fort Meade on social media and the My Army Post app for the latest installation updates. We'll catch you next time on Fort Meade Declassified.
Life ain't gotta be hard, just keep it basic.